But right now, a Christmas tradition unlike any other. Been doing this for many years now. It's one of those things where you know you're going to be in the crosshairs personally, but that's okay.
Crosshairs? You say that to Santa whenever he brings you gifts?
If Santa gave me these insults, then yeah, I would absolutely go after him.
I think we're getting off on the wrong foot here. These are things that I've been thinking about all year long to get for the people that I work with. You know, you guys are my work family.
Do your little spiel. You're a little softening it. Oh, so innocent, I'll go, you know so what? Innocent.
I'll come out and say it. I love you guys. And to show that love...
It's just how you express that love that we occasionally take issue with.
To Such show a force that love, field. Let me reach into my sack here and pull out some of the gifts that I got for the people that I work with.
What year,
the
what
sack
year is
big this?
This
year?
I don't know. Probably... 6 or 7. It's maybe more than that, because I started doing this with Machine, and that was like 2015 maybe, so...
It's gone on long enough where I remember it before I was in the crosshairs, so... It's a badge of honor once you reach Monty's consciousness enough to where he'll tear you to shreds.
The worst time for you would have been when I was aware of you... But perhaps still like viewed you as like, competition or something.
Oh,
so
no.
I was probably a little bit harsher to you than I would be when we were friends. But all right.
Funny, I don't feel a difference. It doesn't feel like the severity has changed. But I appreciate it though.
Yeah, the gifts were a little different. Like right after maybe a new job had been announced.
Yeah,
maybe we rework one or something.
There's a whole transition there.
Let's start here with we'll start with your show. We'll start with the afternoons. I got some stuff for the guys on the hard line. Like for Bob, I got him the slightest hint of interest in participating in Watch Day Doesn't Suck. If he doesn't like that, I also got him a sports point that's not responding to one random Twitter person.
Look, the one Twitter person is representative of hundreds of thousands of people.
I know he believes that. For Corby, I got Corby a thesaurus so that maybe he can find a new variation for any of the words like human being, homogenized, or look, here's the deal. Because he seems to be
look,
stuck on
that. Here's the deal.
You just burst the bubble for a lot of people. They're going to start hearing human being a lot.
He says human being a ton.
A crutch word thesaurus.
Ham is a... Ham has got the counter going for that one.
I did cross-reference my list with Ham's. And for Dave Lane, I got Dave Lane a personality trait that's not queef, farts, or some reference to stabbing his buddy in the back for a job.
I like all those things.
I know I'm cutting him off at the knees there, but... how about for our ticker guy that we share with the sweet spot, Lando?
Great dude. Love Lando.
I got Lando a monthly subscription to Payless... You probably like, I didn't even know they do that. But yes, I got him a monthly subscription to Payless so that he can buy shoes whenever he wants to protect his little hobbit feet. Added bonus, he can use the shoe boxes as either kindling or a bed.
Wow. Multi-use.
I'm familiar.
But Lando, if you're listening, be warned. I have contacted all the Percocet dealers in DFW, and if you try to trade this in for a handful, they're going to tell you no.
Said joke's on you. I'll make my own now.
Home cook.
Yeah. Go right to the source.
Let's go to the mornings. For Junior, I got Junior a basketball opinion that was formed after the year 1981.
Thank
Might
you.
Come in handy for the 2025 NBA. For Gordon Keith, I got Gordon Keith a 24-year-old girlfriend. That way his midlife crisis would be at least a little bit interesting and not just, hey, I got a motorcycle.
Come on, the motorcycle Damn. Content has been great.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Hashtag Strike Force.
For George Dunham, my buddy Afternoon Job, I got him a musician friend that he doesn't have to spend 8 minutes explaining to everyone how famous they are.
Look, just because we're not plugged into Red Dirt like he is doesn't mean we need to
trust
take
me,
shots.
Everybody. They're going to be huge.
With the platform that he gives them, he is going to improve their careers, and everybody's going to know. We didn't know Jelly Roll before he performed here in the Cumulus Cafe, and look at him now.
For members of their crew, Tyler, I got you a plaque that says you are the best athlete at the ticket. Great. although that carries the same prestige as winning a participation ribbon at a singing competition at a school for the deaf. So congrats.
Thank you.
Means a lot.
I feel the love.
Is this a plaque that he can just like put above his head and walk around with it all the time so he doesn't have to tell us
he's
the best
he
athlete here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he can do whatever he wants with.
I assume he already had his own so he can take this one with him in the car.
Right. For Baldy, I got Baldy. This is only if he does dry dock again, but for Baldy, I got him an 840 voice that doesn't sound like himself or an already established character.
Okay. This could have been gifted to a couple people.
I noticed Ham messing with it when he was here earlier. I figured he might want one of those as
well.
He was
a little tempted there. So, hey, I could maybe get some use out of this.
Yeah. For Daddy, producer of the mornings. Daddy, I got you the phone number of a guy who made funnel cakes at Oracle Arena during the Warriors Dynasty run. That way y'all can talk about who attributed more to their program's success, you or him.
I'll take the funnel cake guy.
Absolutely.
He was a big part of that 72-10 season.
My silent ballot.
I'm very open about the fact that I'm just a coattail rider on the Muser's train.
For middays, I got Matt McLaren a t-shirt that says, "Hey, look how crazy and zany I am," just in case he doesn't tell you within 11 seconds of meeting him.
Yes.
Man, I'm just so weird. For Donovan, I got Donovan a little post-it note that he can put on his laptop for every show.
Oh, what does it say?
Written on that post-it note, it says, "Fake laughing as you go to every break doesn't make the segment you just did any funnier."
All right.
Yeah, it's 10:49 here on the ticket. Wasn't that just funny?
Man,
for Travis.
I thought we pioneered the fake laughter.
Oh, no. Donnie will let you know. They just had a lot of fun. Don't you worry about it.
It's a very fun show.
For Travis, I went ahead and updated his W-2 in the ticket website to say host so that his amount of chiming in will actually match his job title.
Okay.
You're probably wondering, like, isn't he a producer? Why is he talking so much? Let's go to my show, The Sweet Spot, for my buddy Mino, original Whip member. Mm-hmm. I got him one interesting personal story that we maybe can hear about on air one day. Not I killed a cockroach or I went to the store.
I went to wash my clothes.
For Sean Bass, my boss, I got him a copy of Mein Kampf and the Jackass original box set so that he can re-gift that to the guys who had to quit in order for him to finally become a host.
Moving my mic away from the mouth?
Why?
Continue.
Got something for my buddy there.
Couple things.
Let's see. For Ryan Medellin, your old co-host on the Afternoon Delight, if he wants, he can mail me his fob, and I'll check to see if it works and if he still works here.
Boy, Peter took a shot the other day.
For Sod, I got Sod some penis numbing cream that he can put on for an upcoming date night so he doesn't David Blow his load too quickly.
God. The peer into Tyler to see if he's going to do anything about it.
For Elf.
Right there.
Our mixed partner on Sunday mornings, I got him something I know he's going to love. I got him a piece of space age technology that'll actually let him change his accent around black people to sound more like what he thinks they sound like. Moving on. Wait, are you saying he already has one of these? Is there proof of this? I don't know that there is. Am I up here, Tyler?
Mama, you ain't never getting raises again.
Oh, my God.
You could be somewhere and meet somebody, and if you can start talking sports, it's over.
Right.
Yeah, we becoming friends. I bring it with powdered sugar on it to you.
Caramel. Drizzle that thing with caramel.
I will drizzle caramel. With caramel, whatever the hell you want. It ain't going to happen because I'm going to be watching you.
I didn't realize he already had one of these. He must have bought the one Daddy uses.
Boy, I just don't hear any difference there.
All right. For Ham, our buddy, he went before I could give him this. I hired him a second grade ESL student to help teach him the English language.
Oh, well, that's actually a helpful one there.
That'll help him out a lot.
We could actually benefit from that, too.
Is it the same one you gave Craig Rosengarten?
Probably similar. And for DJ, I got you a book. I want you to read the back here and tell me some things that you might read about inside. Go ahead and tell me the list there.
Pumpkin spice latte. Ugg boots. Eric Trump. Jackie Chan, Usain Bolt, Drew Carey, Linguini, Clam Chowder, a kimono, the tribe Ace Ventura visited in the second movie, the Quran, and Southlake.
Those are all things you'll read in the book titled Things More Mexican Than DJ. And there it is. More Christmas gifts from my coworkers.
Well done. A tradition unlike any other. The Monty gifts that he's force-fielded against.
I really do love you fellas, man.
Where it just turns all of your coworkers into the meme where it's the smiling mask on the outside and everyone's gritting their teeth just pissed on the inside.
Thanks a lot.
Waiting for Monty to yell cancer again.
Yeah, I know. I'll pull that card out if I need it.